Yeah, this is the spot. We should be far enough away from all the lights and noise. And everyone else. Yep, this is the perfect place to watch the meteor shower. Just spread out the blankets. Here, I'll take this side. There we go. I'll just get the drinks and snacks, and then we can settle in. Yes, it is a thermos of cocoa. You'll see. With nothing but starlight, it gets pretty chilly even if it is the end of July. Yes, I'm serious. You know what? I'll remember this in a few hours when you're begging me for a sip to warm you up. You know, it seems like I asked you to do this ages ago, but things never worked out. Last year, we got rained out. The year before that, you got food poisoning. And the year before that... Oh, yeah. You broke your ankle diving off the dock trying to show off for those girls. You didn't even get a single phone number, did you? Oh, well, yeah, I guess I never gave you my number either, but... Well... Oh, wow. Did you see that one? You could actually see it split apart. Oh, he missed it. Well, if you could keep your eyes off your phone for a minute. Seriously, put it away. You have to let your eyes adapt to the dark. Alright, now come here. Just scoot in next to me. Look, follow where I'm pointing. That is Perseus. They'll come from that direction mostly. Yeah, you could say I know the stars pretty well. It's kind of reassuring to know that they're there. Constant and unchanging. Connecting us to a long-distant past. But I love the meteors, too. Each one is there for just a moment. Burning bright. Sometimes brighter than the stars. And then it's gone. You have to be there in the moment to experience it and enjoy it. It's like a metaphor for human lives. Sorry. I get a little introspective during times like these. Seeing the grand scale of the universe. How could you not? Yeah, I guess that isn't really your thing. You've always kind of been in the moment. All the time. Almost a bit oblivious to anything outside the right now. No, actually, I kinda like that about you. We've always been able to just have fun without worrying about tomorrow. Hey, can I ask you about something? I just had a random thought, and I'm curious what you think. Have you ever wondered why we only get to meet during the summer? I guess the rest of the year is pretty busy. Part-time jobs, university, family, and holidays. You live a pretty busy life. And when you come back here every year, we're just having too much fun to think about the last time. But haven't you wondered why I never gave you a phone number? Or even an email to reach me by? Why is it your mysterious summer girlfriend, your mysterious summer friend just vanishes every year? Well, actually, there's a lot more to it than that. I'm a star goddess. No, not just because I know a lot about astronomy. I'm an actual star goddess. I know it sounds strange, but, well, I know. Let me show you something. Here, since I'm already sharing, you can have some cocoa. Do you see those two stars over there?
Mm-hmm.
Those ones. The brightest ones in the sky right now. Those are Vega and Altair. Or at least to some. I've known them best as Orihime and Hikoboshi. Okay, I guess I gotta tell you the story now. Here, come closer. Careful. Don't spill your cocoa. Okay, so once upon a time, there was a princess, a star goddess like me, called Orihime. Well, like me, but, you know, beautiful and talented and, well, just look at how brightly she shines. Anyway, she had spent countless years toiling away, weaving incredibly wondrous starlight-infused garments for all the celestial beings. Even though she found purpose in her work and received the praise of her father, she felt very lonely. In time, Orihime's father, the god of the sky, noticed that his daughter was growing more and more despondent, her light subtly fading. So he decided to send her to Earth to find a suitable husband. He introduced her to Hikoboshi, a hard worker who he trusted to support her and a future family. Hikoboshi and Orihime fell in love at once and became husband and wife, but they were so deeply in love with each other that they ended up neglecting their duties. The people's kimonos faded and crumbled, and Hikoboshi's herd wandered aimlessly and fell ill. The god of the sky was angry at this, and forced them to live separate from one another across the heavenly river as punishment. In time, Orihime's father began to regret the pain that this caused his daughter, so he permitted the two to meet each other at the shores of the heavenly river only one night of the year. They work hard in preparation each year and wait expectantly for the star festival when they will be reunited. And now, look up at the night sky. See how brightly they shine. It's a very beautiful story, isn't it? A story that transcends centuries. A story that has etched itself in the sky. And, in doing so, has left stars. So, you see, this sort of thing happens from time to time. It's the reason why we only get to meet during the summer. I'd meet you every season of the year if I could, but I just can't. It's too draining for me. I'm not one of the brighter stars. Not even visible to the naked eye. I could technically meet you during the spring, but I'd only be able to see in the mornings. And in autumn and winter, I'd only get to see you at night. Summer's the only time I get to see you all throughout the day. It's my only shot at living a normal life with you. Without worrying about fading away. Sorry, I didn't mean for this to get sad. I just felt really, really bad hiding the truth from you all this time. I don't think I could have lasted another year where I just disappeared out of the blue while staying with you. Only leaving behind a note I never get to finish writing. Remember that one year where I just ran out in the middle of dinner with your parents? That must have been weird. I never expected to get attached to anyone when I first came down here. I just wanted to live amongst humans for once. Give it a try. Maybe make a few friends for the summer. And go back home with enough memories to last for a lifetime. But then, met you. And I found myself going back to the same place every single year. Then we grew up and we just happened to keep crossing paths anyway. Time just passes by with you. Almost too quickly. And sometimes it scares me. I don't experience time the same way you do. Whole summers fly by like seconds to me. You're like a shooting star in my dark night. So bright and beautiful, but so brief and fleeting. And yet, for some reason, every season we aren't together feels like centuries. I don't know what it is. Time is strange. But the fleetingness of it all, it can also be beautiful. I know it's hard to believe. There is one more thing I can do to show you proof. Close your eyes. Now, open them. This is my celestial body. I hope it's not too strange. Hey, please don't stare so hard. Beautiful? You really think so? It does feel really good to be myself in front of you. I'm glad I could finally show. Well, do that again. Yeah, I guess I am pinning you to the ground, aren't I? Oh my god. Get when I cast down your neck like that. You like it even more when I move my hips against you like that. Yeah, I guess I am grinding against you, but this feels so good. I love your little moon. You like this too, don't you? You sound so fucking good. God, I can feel how hard your cock is through your pants. Is that just for me? Let me just grind myself against it. Fuck, you're getting even harder. I like how my tits just press against your chest. You feel how hard my nipples are. Feels so good when I rub them against you. I bet you've been fantasizing about this for a long time, haven't you? Well, not quite like this. Your eyes are going wild right now. I wonder how many nights I have made you lie awake because you were thinking about my tits. Too many to count. Well, you've waited long enough. They're yours. Oh my god. I feel so good. I can't get enough of your mouth. Just kiss and nip them like that. Oh, I love it when you bite on my nipples. I guess it does hurt a little, but that's why it's so fun. Tell you what, why don't you kiss them better? Thank you, kind sir. You're heating up a bit. Why don't we take care of that? I've shown you all of me. I think it's your turn now. Okay. Wow, you're so cute when you're frustrated. Wow. It's nothing, it's just, you're perfect. I've always found humans strangely beautiful, but you're even more so. Of course I think you're cute, ever since we first met. And now, I get to see you, all of you, as you are. Can I touch it? I'm just gonna wrap my hand around this gorgeous cock and get it nice and hard for you. Not that you need much help. Does that feel nice? You like it when I just stroke my hand up and down like this. Long, strong strokes. Bring it right from the base to the tip. All the way like deep into your eyes. Yeah, you can finger me too. But that's no fair. I love it when you curl your finger inside my pussy like that. Oh my god. Yeah. You can slip another one inside me. If this is how good your fingers feel, I can only imagine how amazing your cock will feel inside me. You want me to play with your balls? Just like that? Does that feel good? I rub my clit while I do this. Yeah, just like that. I'm so fucking wet for you. I'm practically dripping. Are you gonna come soon? I'm so close. You think I'm gonna come? Just like that. Yeah, keep going. Holy fuck. gonna come all over your fingers. Keep doing that. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah. That was incredible. Huh? I'm glowing? Of course I'm glowing. Oh, you meant my expression. Smartass. Oh my god, just come here. Slipping your fingers into my mouth. How dirty. You want a taste? Yeah. Taste me off my lips. You really like that, huh? Maybe sometime you can eat my pussy. We could probably go for hours and hours without stopping. And it still wouldn't feel like enough. But right now, I'm feeling a little selfish. I can't think of anything else. I just want to ride you. I need you inside me. Can't wait anymore. Let me just guide your cock inside me. Fuck. Holy fuck. You're so deep. You feel incredible. Is this how you imagine? I've been dreaming of this for so long. Of course, you're exceeding my expectations. This is way better than any dream I've ever had. Oh my god, did you just smack my ass? You have to be careful. Otherwise, I really won't last longer than... Oh my god. You're so fucking mean. Yes, fuck. Grab my hips like that. Let me take you in. Deeper and deeper. No, don't slow down. Why do you have to tease me like that? Well, two can play that game, mister. That was a pretty loud moan, big guy. You're looking a little flustered there. Guess you aren't as cocky as you thought. God, your cock is incredible. You sound so hot when you moan like that. It makes me want to bounce on your cock even harder. Yeah, you want me to go even faster? I'll see what I can do. Just let me make you feel good. Fuck. I'm already so close. You like it when my pussy clenches around you like that? I can't even control it anymore. I just wanna come. I wanna come so fucking hard for you. Please, come inside me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, fuck. Close your eyes. Don't look. I'm about to... Sorry. I didn't want to blind you with a flash. I mean, it is kind of your fault. You made me come so hard. I could barely contain myself. I'm still trembling. Yeah, I'll just lay down next to you on the blanket. Are you okay? Do you need some water? Coco might be a little too hot right now. The stars are so pretty tonight. In the heat of everything, I almost forgot that I'm gonna be going soon. But hey, it's okay. Really, it is. I'm always gonna be here, okay? Even if I'm not physically next to you, that doesn't change anything. You know how friends can just immediately pick up a conversation again? Even if they haven't seen each other in months? Maybe even years? Or how Orihime and Hikoboshi remain etched in the stars, years after the events of their love story. Yeah, it's like that. Time doesn't matter to me. And time might not pass the same for both of us, but our love is the same regardless. After everything, it's okay. We don't have to figure out anything right now. We just stare at the stars and think of the stories in front of us. Live in the moment.